From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Former President Bill Clinton met with North Korean leader Kim Jong-il today in a bid to free two jailed Americans. The official Korean Central News Agency described today's talks as exhaustive. The BBC's John Sudworth is monitoring the visit from Seoul, South Korea.
The photos released by North Korea capture a remarkable diplomatic moment. A straight-faced, white-haired Bill Clinton can be seen dwarfing the figure of a beaming, jumpsuited Kim Jong-il. The White House insists that the former US president is on a solely private mission to secure the release of two American journalists sentenced to 12 years in a North Korean jail for illegally entering the country earlier this year. But critics fear it risks handing a propaganda coup to a country that has, in recent months, been defying international opinion with missile firings and a nuclear test.
The BBC's John Sudworth in Seoul, South Korea. Democratic lawmakers are working to persuade Republican colleagues to add more money to the Cash for Clunkers program. This offers car buyers rebates of up to $4,500 if they turn in gas-guzzling cars for fuel-efficient vehicles. Yesterday, the White House warned the program could have to stop if Congress doesn't put more money into it. But Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood said today money will be available for people who want to take advantage of the program.
We are not discontinuing the program. We have enough money to continue. We encourage people to go into showrooms. This is a wildly popular program.
Republicans are demanding information to see how effective the Cash for Clunkers program really is. Meanwhile, LaHood has announced that he is convening a meeting to discuss the dangers of cell phone use while driving. LaHood says this summit will be held in Washington next month. Police in the Australian state of Victoria have arrested several men after uncovering what they allege was a major terrorism plot. Lindsay Arkley reports from Melbourne.
Hundreds of federal and state police were involved in raids on private homes in the Victorian state capital, Melbourne. Police chiefs say the raids followed a seven-month investigation in which they uncovered plans to stage a suicide attack on a military base. They've named an army base in Sydney as one possible target. The arrested men, all said to be Australian citizens, are alleged to be linked to a militant Islamic group in Somalia. One man has been charged with a terrorism offence, while others are still being questioned. Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has dismissed reports that the alleged plot could be linked to Australia's military involvement against the Taliban in Afghanistan. For NPR News, I'm Lindsay Arkley in Melbourne.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 5 points at 9,281. The Nasdaq is down 7 points at 2001. This is NPR. For the first time in 20 years, the Palestinian movement Fatah has convened a meeting. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
Delegates have come from all over the world to the West Bank city of Bethlehem for the first time in 2 decades in an attempt to put their house in order and show the Palestinian people why Fatah, the movement co-founded by the late Yasser Arafat, can lead them to statehood. Fatah has been in disarray for years now. The party still leads the Palestinian Authority, but it was trounced by the rival Hamas movement in the 2006 legislative election. Hamas then kicked Fatah out completely of the Gaza Strip in fighting in 2007. Many Palestinians view Fatah as corrupt. Critics say its platform of engaging in peace talks with the Israelis has led nowhere. The conference this week seeks to revitalize the group by electing a new leadership and outlining a new platform. In opening remarks, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas called for his people to move away from armed struggle and to back peace talks with Israel despite the many years of setbacks. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
A Pennsylvania congressman has announced he'll challenge Senator Arlen Specter in the Democratic primary election. Congressman Joe Sestak, a former Navy vice admiral, has targeted Specter's recent switch from the Republican to the Democratic Party. Specter has said the jump was, in part, to avoid a Republican primary challenge. The government says people spent more money this summer. The Commerce Department says consumer spending increased 0.4% in June. Consumer spending is tracked because it drives a significant part of the U.S. economy. The spending went up even though personal income dropped. It's unclear if this will continue. Workers are seeing their wages fall, and many people don't have jobs. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.